Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There was not one man in all our crew but knew what lay in store. For we had waited for that day through 5 long years of war. We knew that many would not return, but all our hearts were true. For we were bound for Normandy, where we had a job to do.
That's Jim Radford singing what is the number one song on Amazon singles chart. He was 15 on a ship's galley on June 6, 1944, making him the youngest known D-Day veteran. And it is all our luck that he can carry a tune.
Yeah.
Since he decided to sing a song. But that is some song. We have actually decided we're going to play the whole song at the end of the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Good luck keeping a dry eye. We're joined now by a good friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, Mike Lyons, military analyst for CBS News, Major Mike Lyons, significantly. Mike, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. Great to be back with you today of all days.
It's always a pleasure. So as a man who has actually commanded troops in combat, what do you think of when you think of D-Day? What thoughts spring to mind?
Yeah, I think first of all, Dwight Eisenhower and how he was the right person at the right place at the right time in history for the job, and about how powerful he was to make the decision that he made, getting input from all his other commanders. There's a big report this morning on the weathermen about how we had an advantage on the weather in terms of what we knew, this slight window of when the military operation had to take place in order for it to succeed, and how the thrust of that was on his shoulders to make that decision, and how as soon as he made that decision to go, he delayed it for a day, and then the next day said, okay, we'll go, makes that decision, and he goes from being the most powerful man in the world to really the most powerless man. He has no power then. Everything is turned over to the local commanders to execute on the mission. And those men that day, 75 years ago today, executed it perfectly with vehicles that were newly invented, with airplanes that were just built against an enemy to save tyranny and civilization for what we know. I believe June 6, 1944 is the most significant day in the 20th century, and had it gone any differently, we would not see the world we have today.
Jack mentioned some of the numbers behind the D-Day invasion in the last hour. The
5,300 ships, 11,000 airplanes, 175,000 men deposited in one area basically overnight with 50,000 vehicles of all types. It's just astonishing.
No, it is. And you know, you think of all the conditions that went into that and how you know, we dropped airplanes and gliders. You know, men landed in fields 6 hours before 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning in St. Mary Glades. Some places, the airborne troops jumped in from the sky against bullets that were there, and you know, whole ships unfortunately were sunk in the channel, never made it out. Men were never even got out of their boats. The level of sacrifice again was just amazing, I think. And you look at movies like Saving Private Ryan, you see what that sacrifice, you see in the beginning of how that was something that's always with me. And it is the logistical, the wind up of that fist. Couldn't do that again today because you wouldn't have the same element of surprise.
Right, but, be impossible, right.
Be impossible.
Well, and you can speak with much more authority than I can on this topic, but you have the contrast between the astounding, the nearly incomprehensible sophistication of the planning, and then the moment the paratroopers were in the fields and the troops hit the beach, to quote Colonel Paul Good, who was briefing the 175th Infantry Regiment, 29th Infantry Division. He said, "Get your ass on the beach. I'll be there waiting for you, and I'll tell you what to do. There ain't anything in this plan that's going to go right." And right. So the minute you meet the enemy, then it's overcoming obstacles, it's changing right. on the fly, it's creativity, and you know, and may the better force prevail.
Yeah, and one thing that our enemies, the Russians and the Germans, say about American forces back then is we don't pay attention to our doctrine, and that you're right. Once we hit the beach and once the plan it meets enemy contact, everything goes out the window, and it's down to American initiative and wherewithal, and that's really what separates our country. I saw it when I was in command in battle, and I see it every day in how we train. It's one of the undercurrents of how I think we raise our children. It's part of our athletic department. It's all part of our culture that Americans will do whatever it takes to get the job done. We had great intent that day. The intent, to your point, was take that beach and don't give it up. And once we did it, and 150,000 men made sure that was the case.
So I was watching the NBA Finals last night, and there was some analysis where they were saying, you know, to win a championship, you got to have really good play, and it just takes some luck. And all the people that had won championships agreed that you got to have some luck on your side. What luck did we have on our side of the Allies for this to happen, aside from the weather, which is a pretty big deal?
Yeah, I think the luck was one thing didn't go wrong. You know, if one major aspect of it, in any big operation, there's always one or two linchpins that if you pull those things out, it doesn't happen. We talked about 9/11, for example. If one stewardess just said, hey, you know, these guys look kind of funny in first place, first class here, something's going on with these guys, and pull those guys aside, the whole operation falls apart. So that's what didn't happen during D-Day. There was not, you know, there wasn't a hidden German tank division that was on the horizon, because that's what it would have taken. Another, you know, a couple of 360, 400 German tanks could have changed the entire picture of what happened that day. They could have wreaked havoc along the beach and could have thrown those American, Canadian, and British forces back into the sea. That's where we got lucky. There was not that one linchpin that when you pulled it out, the operation totally changed.
Well, in getting back to the weather, my understanding of it was that the meteorologist told Ike, you could probably do it on June 6th, looks okay. And he said, all right, let's do it. And they also told him, listen, a week from today, it ought to be great. And as it turns out, a week from today turned out to be the most severe windstorm ever seen in that region. They just got it that wrong. And if Ike had said, yeah, we can wait a week, I mean, that might have turned human history.
It also was a moon. They wanted to make sure that the moon was right. You attack at dawn as the sun comes up in the enemy's face, and having the moonlight to travel along the channel was something that was important to him. So the moon would have been less a week later there, too. But and you already delayed it a day, and that's the thing. Having been in a combat zone where we had the same thing, we were D-2, and we were put on hold back in Desert Storm. I could tell you this, when you're leaning forward, ready to go, and you're on your vehicles, and all of a sudden you get told to wait, that creates a whole different situation. Now, you multiply that by 150,000 troops, that's a pretty significant waiting period. He knew those troops were on those ships. He knew they were going to be seasick if they didn't get moving, so he only could wait only 24 hours.
There seems to be a lack of understanding of what happened after June 6th, as the battle for Normandy went on for 2.5 months, and a lot of people died.
It did. It's called the Breakout at St. Lo, and that just has to do with the kind of terrain that was there and how the Germans were able to reinforce some of their units. We were not able to get enough equipment there and to figure out a place to again break that front line and move in a direction due east at the time, head first to Paris and then eventually through the Rhine, across the Rhine into Berlin. But it took them a couple of weeks. They were trying to get through the middle of July, so D-Day's in June. By the end of July, August, the breakout starts to take place. And then Operation Market Garden, the Battle in Arnhem, takes place in September, which was unfortunately a failure from the Allies' perspective. It was the plan from the Brits in order to try to end the war quickly. That was the movie A Bridge Too Far. But again, it was some heavy battles that took place along the St. Lo area that took place after D-Day.
Right. I think what's forgotten, what Jack was pointing out, is the amphibious assault and the paratroopers, the rest of it, was to give us a chance to retake France. And once the assault was successful, then commenced the many weeks long battle, which was terribly, terribly costly. And so I just don't want people who are, you know, casual fans of history to think, okay, so we landed on the beach and beat the Germans and then just went and enjoyed some champagne in Paris. It wasn't like that at all. It was just
no. Yeah, Paris wasn't liberated till the summer, and you didn't have VE Day until April of 1945. You ended up, again, Market Garden. The U.S. lost a couple hundred thousand troops between D-Day and the end of the war in Europe. Yeah, the Battle of the Bulge that took place in December. So you follow Echo Company, 1st of the 505th Band of Brothers. You follow one of those units, and you can see they endured tremendous hardship from the second that they landed on D-Day, and those guys in particular parachuted in.
Well, Mike Lyons, we appreciate you coming on today to give your perspective, and I guess we all hope that we never have a day that that bests that in terms of defending the free world.
Yep. Mike,
yes.
I'm sorry, we've got like 20 seconds left. So
just one thing on today, a day like today, just be an American worth fighting for, because some men died for us 75 years ago today, and that's how we've got to live our lives right now.
And are still doing it today. Don't forget that. Mike Lyons, thank you so much.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.